Hello and welcome to Manx Football Podcast's 2025 Christmas Quiz. Proudly brought to you by Tom Curfey and Sam Turton, who's not here, but Sam has helped with the questions, and there's six rounds. We're going to see how this goes. I'm not that confident, so I do expect you guys to enjoy yourselves. But we've got Adam Morton back in the studio. I know, I've been getting countless messages, I'm sure you guys as well, whether or not he's okay, whether he's safe. Just to confirm, he is here, present. And how have you been, Adam?
Not bad. I've been in negotiations with the BBC about match today, so while they were going on, I couldn't.
The standard has considerably dropped.
We're now back now.
So no, we've all missed you. I'm sure you're going to tell us all about how Colby has been getting on. You've been following it closely, haven't you? So how this is going to work is we're going to do six rounds, three, but in an interval, then three. But the best way we thought to do it was buzzers. So instead of you guys just shouting at me random words and phrases, I prefer a buzzer. So we're going to go through and show you which buzzer's got, who's got which buzzer now.
That's me.
That's Andy's buzzer.
Premature buzzer.
It's always premature. Adam's one, which... That's Dave Norton.
Dave saves premature.
It's too quick, Dave. And Adam Morton's is...
The doorbell, apparently.
Okay, so I'm sure you'll all know, but you can play along at home if you want to.
This will be tremendous for our audio listeners.
Yeah. I'm not sure how this is going to go, but the first round, okay. The first round
is... Are you getting ready to keep score?
I've got, I should have a pen somewhere. I'm clearly very well organised.
Just while Tom gets himself ready, to point out that me and Adam are reigning champions.
We are, yeah. We won it easily last year.
On a tiebreak.
Two years ago.
And I was the main contributor to that.
I do feel like without your turkey hat, that was your good luck charm.
And there's still an investigation ongoing into how that win was awarded. Yeah, I've watched back the footage a few times now.
Some very controversial answers from Sam there.
I'm not sure about it.
Still upset.
Yeah, but anyway, I've done this. This first round is my one. I'm going to make it clear which ones are mine and Sam's, but you should get it because Sam's a good manager.
Just before we start, how many round related questions are there?
You know what? I originally did it. I had 26, so I had to start again. I don't even think there's one. If I'm honest.
Wow.
Looking forward to the how close to the sea round. That's always my
Well, unlucky for you guys. Thank God. Okay, so the round one is called Local Legend. History and Honours. Okay, so question one.
Eric Lang.
So multiple choice this round is. So I'm going to give you four options. So please no buzzers before I read out all four.
At what point? Sorry. As soon as you said the fourth one.
Can we have control of the buzzers, please?
Just keeps going off in my hand.
I've lost the room already.
At what point? As soon as you've said the fourth.
Fourth one. Then it's free for all.
Okay.
Are you ready? So which club in the Isle of Man has the single most top flight titles?
Is it going to have the options or?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Off to a good start.
Option one, St George's. Option two, Peel. Option three, Russian. Option four, Laxey. I think it'll be Andy first.
Peel.
Correct. Andy Drimple. 1 point.
Well, thank God, because I would have gone to St George's.
Most Grand Slams they'd have won, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. That would have been given to them, but
that's what I was thinking.
So next up, it actually leads us nicely into St George's. They were founded in which year? Their church-linked roots sometimes confuse people. The options are 1879, 1896, 1919, and 1934. Dave Norton's
1919.
Correct, Dave Norton! 1919, they were established. Their links sometimes confuse people because there was a club before St George's AFC, just called St George's, no AFC, and they were they're not the same club. Yeah, so they won one trophy, I believe. Or
that
two
is, yeah. I just remember.
How on earth do you know that?
Because they had a centenary book a few years ago, and they knew it was recently.
Well done, Dave. Well done, Dave. Now this one's another toughie. Question three. So Russian United in. Port Erin, correct. Prior to 1970, had a nickname, not used all that often anymore. Its nickname was Morden Vannon, roughly translated into Manx as what? A. Islanders of Steel. B. Pride of Man. C. Sea Soaked Scallywags. Or D. Port Erin Prowlers. Adam Morton.
I'm going to C. Scallywags.
Incorrect. Who's up next? Andy Dalrymple?
I think it's the Pride of Man.
Correct, yeah, B. Really. Well done. It's not used all that common anymore.
Spaniards?
Yeah, the Spaniards is more common.
That's why I thought Sea Soaked.
Sea Soaked Scallywags, I was thinking, would be a great nickname. I made that up. And I also Port Erin Prowlers. I thought would be a great name.
Sorry.
As well.
Oh, again.
And he's beeping again. I'll be funny at that point. there's so many jokes running around my head, I'm thinking we're a podcast. Okay, question four. There's only five questions in this round.
Sorry, just point out this is our first drink.
Which is a bit of a worry. Adam's been slipping them under the table all afternoon. Yeah, yeah.
I've been encouraging you, haven't I?
Exactly.
What about the drinks?
Hey! Okay, question four. Which Manx football club famously hosted a high profile friendly where a Premier League team won 10-0? It was Bolton Wanderers that visited. Was it A, Peel? B, Russian United? C, St Mary's? Or D, Douglas Wells? That doesn't count because it wasn't all the things to finish. Big one.
Russian.
Correct. Russian United. Andy's disqualified for going too early again.
Again from the whole thing.
It's tempting after 2 years ago. Yeah, here you go. Okay, so current scores. Anyway, I'll do current scores after the fifth question. The fifth and final one of this round. So this one's a bit... This is a bit complicated. Well, not complicated, but it's a bit of a rubbish question, if I'm honest. The Isle of Man Football League, its senior structure, is best described as A, part of the English football pyramid, steps 7 and 8. B, an independent island league run by the Isle of Man FA, affiliated with the FA, but not in the English pyramid. C, a Sunday league-only competition that drunks play. D, a UEFA-recognised national league and UEFA competitions that FC Isle of Man are banned from. When you're ready, Andy Drempel.
Oh, B,
correct. Hello. Yeah, well done. So Andy goes into the lead. It's
this is not working.
3-2-0 after the first round. So Andy's on three. Sorry, bit of admin. Okay, 2, Adam 0.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Next one, we'll jump to the. This is a goodie. This is a good one. So round two. It's actually round four on this, but no, sorry. We'll get there. Yeah, here we go.
This is
I did tell you it was going to be a bit of an orthodox. I'm not ready for this. And this beer's tested. It's going to get progressively worse as it goes on.
But well, this... I can see the pepper green.
Oh, wow. That's more entertaining than my quiz, I reckon. Round two, this is now.
So this is round two that should be round four?
This should be round five.
Yeah.
If you ain't confused already, you will
be. You can say anything you want, Tom.
Okay, this is number one. This is called Around the Grounds. Which is the closest open pub to each of these clubs' pitches by walking distance, according to Google Maps? We will not accept bars or restaurants.
Or co-ops.
Or co-ops. That was famously really pissed me off that way. So I'll give you the club. So I'll give you the club.
This is not multiple
choice. Not multiple choice. So okay. Just a buzzer, and I'll give you the club.
Okay.
You've got to name the
yes.
pub. Okay.
The pub. Right. What happens if they've got their own bar?
It doesn't count. It's right. The nearest pub. Right. Public house. Public Anyone house. Can use it, not just a fan.
Right.
So, number one, St Mary's AFC. Andy Drempel.
Pinewood.
Correct.
Should be the Water Bridge, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah. RIP. Yeah. So, number two. Russian United. Andy Drempel.
Give me that one. Give me that one.
Okay, well, that happened. He's not been here a while.
Bloody pressing.
Okay, Sam, you're playing with your doorbell buzzer rather than you being slow. Okay.
The Haven.
Correct.
There you go.
I was tempted by that microbrewery. You know, I was
Cherry.
Yeah, they were fantastic as well.
That's my one and only point now.
Some really good brews. Yeah, well done, Adam. I'm really not keeping scores very well here. Andy... Adam, Dave, and it's 1-1. Okay, this is a close one. This is very close. Onken AFC. Dave Norton.
Maxi.
Correct.
Yeah.
By just 200 metres from the terminus.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Who'd have thought the terminus?
Yeah. Wow. Sam, where were at lunchtime?
You can tell Sam did these questions, can't you? Okay, number four. Laxey AFC.
He's gone.
Above
he's gone.
Laxey.
I'm not going to give you that. 3, 2.
I don't know.
Name one of the four, mate. Okay.
Sure,
correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Recently refurbished, worth a visit.
It's good.
That gives Andy another point. And then the last pub of this round, and it's tight again this one, Ramsey FC. Dave Norton.
Swap.
Incorrect. Andy.
The Traff.
Incorrect.
Oh, Adam, go on.
The Central.
Correct.
Oh, he's back in the cave.
150 metres in it between there and the what you said, the Trafalgar. So, Ramsey, closest pub to the Central. I don't think they frequent the Central all that often, but I think the Traff's the best pub in Ramsey.
There used to be a pub on the bridge.
On the bridge? called the bridge
in Ramsey. Yeah.
Yeah. Was there really?
Tranmere's the best pub in the UK, isn't it?
Well, it didn't get in the finals and didn't win. I don't think. Which
one of the best.
One of the best. Yeah, and Steph.
Famously doing a podcast from there as well.
Yeah, we need to do more podcasts.
Rory and Harry Weatherall's
secret talent.
So that round's done. So let me just add all the points up. Sorry.
How many nipples do you have, Andy?
As many as I want.
So scores on the doors are: Andy's on 5 points.
Oh, God.
Dave is on 3 points, and Adam Morton is on 2 points. So, okay, now round three.
Why are you going on your phone?
Yeah, come on. Is this boring?
Boring
you?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Surely the girls can wait.
This is why he's not been on.
Yeah, he's been too busy.
Way too busy.
He's putting on that Adam Morton charm. It's not the curfew charm. Okay, so this is round three. Should be round six. And this is a good one, I think. I like this one.
This is hurting my head.
I like this one. Who's on the shirt?
Who's on the shirt? I like this
name one. The team based on their sponsor from this season, 24-25 season. Okay, again, no multiple choice, this so just five. I'd
just like to confirm that there are no footy fixture wall planners on the wall this year, like Andy cheated last time.
Yeah. Sam's done this round as well, by the way, and he's named nine football clubs, so we won't do the 10th one. Number one.
This is the 10th one I see on the road.
Yep. Number one is, I'll say the sponsor, you guys name the club, is that, do you understand?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, number one, Dandora. Andy?
Oh, I've got it wrong. I thought it was Peel, but they're Heritage Homes. Is it Peel?
It is Peel. Yeah. Oh, correct. You panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Peel. Correct. They've been a long time sponsor, I believe. Yeah. Peel, yeah. Fair play. Number two, Hansard.
I've got a clue.
Hansard.
This is a new one as well. There was something about this in the last few
weeks. I think they posted it on their Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's gone for it.
The buddies.
Incorrect. Not St George's.
I'm going to go Braddon.
Correct. Ooh, Andy's on 2 points. It's a great show. Number three, Macklow Construction. Andy?
St Mary's.
Incorrect.
Oh, two I would have gone for, so.
Oh, good.
Correct.
Oh,
great show.
Complete guess, Mike.
That was good, mate.
Number four, Northern Fuels LTD. Limited, sorry, yeah. But.
Is this a trick question? Is this not a Northern team?
You think?
Incorrect.
Adam.
Eh?
Correct. Adam's clawing his way back here.
Loves a sponsor.
Number five, DPS. Adam?
COVID.
Correct. Oh. Look at Adam Morton flying ahead. This could be the round that saves him. Number six, famously. This one has to be obvious. Get your fingers on the buzzer. Marmaris.
Gloves.
Gloves Athletic, correct. Didn't they do a whole campaign? Yeah, what they should do is a video, but you know. I don't think they might have done it, I don't know. Anyway, number seven. Now this is a ladies' team. Island Escapes.
Malou.
Correct.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah. Number eight, Hartford. Men's team.
Hartford. So I thought it would Peel, so.
Oh, you can almost hear the brains ticking.
Hartford Homes.
Hmm.
I think you'll kick yourself.
Go on, Adam.
Foxdale.
Incorrect. You should know theirs as well.
Castown.
Correct. You should know that. Jed Powers Towers.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
That's really bad.
Okay. The two more. I will throw a tenth one in. Number nine is another ladies' team. Mike Boyle Autos.
Oh.
Andy?
I think it's Russian.
Correct.
That was it. Mm-hmm.
And number 10, Island Express. Adam?
That's your one.
Incorrect.
He's done that for a while. Brown.
Yep, Brown, correct. So, scores on the doors.
I got none in that round.
That's terrible,
by the way.
The man that watches World Cup football. No
so, scores on the doors at the break while we hopefully go downstairs and try and find some of our classic drinks.
Some Dick Advocaat.
Some Dick Advocaat. The scores on the doors. Andy leads the way with 11. He's done his homework ahead of this. Adam Morton, a revival that round, makes him on 6. And Dave Norton should be looking embarrassed. He's on 3. And it's a lot of homework to do.
Yes, it is.
While we're going to go for a drink, you're going to sit and study.
Well, don't say that, because you gave me the answers before and I just haven't looked at them yet.
Well, that's true. Don't check your emails, Dave.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back after this. So we're back after the break. Adam's still on his phone.
Checking the buzzer.
Checking the buzzer, I like it. So, we're back after the break. We don't have the drinks. This is what I have to pull up with, you know. We're back after the break. We don't have the drinks we were hoping for. The Tesco delivery has still not dropped off what we were after.
No.
But we're going to plough through anyway. Yeah. Like, no, I won't say what I was going to say. Dave made the joke off camera. But we've got a few more rounds to go. I'm looking at these questions, questioning how I got to this, and it's all a bit all over the place. But we are up for this one. So this is round 4. And this is an interesting one. I've got the answers here. So it's called Who Dares Wins.
Ooh.
So each player bids to answer. If they say 7 and get 7, they get the point. So if they get one wrong, the other team can steal it by completing the 7. So basically, how many players from this year's Ireland Games women's squad can you name?
Oh,
how many players from the men's squad can you name? That's the question here. So
yeah, can I just say, I feel like we're at a disadvantage here, me and you, because these two write the sports pages.
They do. Yeah, but hey, that's the beauty of it. They think they're good at stuff. Let's just let them have it.
Also, Andy was at the Ireland Games this year, so he's
so
got,
he's got a lot.
Well, I didn't go to any football.
You were too busy. Too busy elsewhere. So, who wants to give this a crack first, then? You've got name 7.
Oh, right. So, I can name... Is it men's or women's we're doing first?
We'll do women's first. This is going to show our incompetency, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go...
How many can you name? Unless you want to do it that way. Do you want to do it in a way where you name how many you think you can name?
3.
3. Dave, can you name 4 of the Isle of Man women's national team? This is really poor.
You've got to start there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can name 4.
You can.
Possibly. I'll go 4, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm not confident.
I can name 3.
That doesn't help.
trying to go higher.
Just check your Snapchat, you've probably tried messing with them all. Right, okay, so we're going with Andy. Dave leads the way with 4. Andy, are you going 5?
I'm going to make him name them.
Okay, here we go then, Dave. Name 4 of the Isle of Man women's national team squad from this year.
Okay, Becky Cole, Becky Corkish.
Correct.
Millie Dawson, was she there?
Yeah, she was. She scored one of the games.
Yeah.
She was there. Yeah.
Kaylee Gregor.
Yes, go.
Yeah, that's 4.
Done it? Is what you got the point?
I've got 5th, if you want 5th.
I'll try 5th if you want.
Give us a 5th.
Tia Lisi.
Correct.
Yeah. Shall we?
How many players from the men's squad can you name now?
Oh.
And this is where I think you guys can go bat for bat.
12.
Oh, 12's a big show.
I'll let Andy have that one.
Oh, this will be interesting. Oh yeah, if you want it.
Maybe 1. So go for it.
Yeah. You're going to play 2 at least.
Okay.
Right, okay. Mark Blair.
Yep.
Matty Woods.
Yep.
Chris Bass Jr.
Yes.
Frank Jones.
Yeah.
Lee Gale.
Yep.
Thomas Brown.
Yep.
Jason Charmer.
Yes.
How
many are you on?
I'm on 7. Who else was there? Jay Gandy.
Yep, 8.
Sean Doyle.
Correct, 9.
Dan Simpson.
Oh, he is. Nope, never mind. I'm wrong. He is in the. He's there. Sorry.
So that's 10.
10.
who else was there? Sammy Gelling.
Yep, 11.
So I need one more. Did I say Carl Clark?
Not yet.
You've not said him.
Is he in there?
He is. Yeah.
Well done, you've got it.
Well done, mate.
That's impressive, that. It's difficult seeing them all in like a list like this. Yeah, sorry, I couldn't be clearer. But that is very good, that. Good Andy, point. And that gets you 1 point. Just to keep it relative. otherwise we've got a big
thing to go wrong with.
Right then, so the next round, I don't know where we're at.
Round 12.
Round 2.
Well, why didn't you just out of just interest, why didn't you just stick to the order you'd written?
Because I just didn't like it. I think to get, I should have done it that way, but to get the people in, draw the people in, I wanted to get the best rounds off.
I think that.
Yeah, I think they've already tuned out. But we'll go with round two, which is round five, I think. Yeah. And this is called Cup and Glory. Okay. Which cup is the oldest Manx knockout trophy we have? Options are, these are multiple choice, sorry. Options are, the Railway Cup, the Viking Vase, the Isle of Man Manx Tea Towel Trophy, or the Isle of Man FA Cup.
FA Cup.
Correct.
Cool.
I feel like you two could have had a guess at
that one. Oh, easy.
You got your arms crossed.
No, I was hoping he was going to go for the tea towel cup.
That wasn't what I said.
And then, now then, which club, I'll read out the things, which club has won the most FA Cups? Ramsey, Peel, Marys or Corinthians?
Peel.
Correct.
Complete guess.
And one. In modern times, last couple of decades, which club had a period of Premier League dominance with many titles between 2007 and 2018? Sorry, that was a bit... I know, but I want to get Dave on the board.
Absolutely cheap. I didn't mean to press it then, that was why.
Just keep the pace going, eh, Tom? Yeah.
I'm not sure I've got this question right. My question is, the Isle of Man FA representative, XI, qualified for the UEFA Regions Cup in the past after winning which competition?
National League Systems Cup.
Incorrect.
Well, it is technically.
Is it? Is it? I've got here the FA Interleague Cup.
Yeah, it merged into it. Okay, we'll give him it.
Sorry. Yeah, I only had that, and that was, I thought that was an interesting question, but I didn't know what the hell it was all about. So you can give us a bit more info if you want.
Yeah, so they beat Cambridge. They won it twice, didn't they?
Yeah, was it Slovakia the first time?
And then they went to... They played famously played San Marino.
Yes.
San Marino's...
They win.
Drew. Oh, but it wasn't... I don't think it was San Marino as in San Marino professionals.
Like another...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think Germany were the winners.
Yes.
But they have they go and they play in England... So they're all in the official. I think it was Nike with England sponsor.
Yeah, it's like the England amateur team basically. Yeah. So if you go to like Geordie's Clubhouse, there's pictures of some of their players in the England kit and stuff.
I think you get a cap.
Yeah, there's actual caps.
Not like this cap.
Yeah.
You're not English.
No, no, we're not. That's what I mean. I thought you said you were English.
No, you're not.
Now, there used to be in Manx Football a Fair Play Award.
Yep, the Eric Carrick. That's still Eric Farragut.
Eric Farragut.
Fred.
Fred Farragut, sorry. He's a former Castan player, am I right in saying? He was a policeman as well.
Yeah, I think he was a policeman, but the gates are named after him, aren't they?
Which is pretty special. And he's got a trophy that sits proudly still in the FA offices. I still think it should be a trophy.
Is it still a trophy?
No, it doesn't get passed around anymore, does it?
Yeah.
The award at the FA award.
Whoever's got the least yellow and red cards over the end of the season.
Yeah, but who's had it the past few years?
Well, D&D.
Okay, that's... Well, anyway, hopefully my point still stands on this, because I don't know if he's won it for the past 6 years, but who has the most winners?
Douglas District, probably.
Oh, yeah, well, that would be my guess.
No, they're not even in my... They're not even in
Michael
my...
Michael United.
They're not even in my four. No, I'll name the list. St. George's? Unlikely.
Yeah. Remember your quiz master?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Michael United, Paul Rose, Moran, or Malou?
Well, it's not Paulie.
It's Moran. Oh, shit.
Adam?
Morale.
Correct! Yeah, I thought I'd get that. That's my only morale question.
Which you sort of didn't get right.
No, I didn't. And D&D might have overtaken us by now. For all I know, I'm not kept up to date with that, but I thought it was a...
No, definitely...
Definitely still a trophy. And it's at least yellow card.
I think it's a shield, isn't it?
I think it's the tall...
It's a big tall thing. Yeah, yeah. I saw the FA thing, and but that's another reason why I didn't think it was still in play. I didn't see the FA have clearly run out of money to start naming the trophies.
Well, I think D&D get it. They've won it that much.
Yeah. That's but Moran had famously won it a lot in the past, and that's probably why we weren't as successful as we were. We were far too nice. But anyway, that is the...
Did it all go downhill when you started playing?
You'd think I'd have a round here now to end it all out, but I don't.
So is that it?
That's the quiz.
Yay.
And the scoreboard's not the scoreboard.
Oh, I don't need to hear it.
As we stand, I don't know.
Is this the point we tell Dave this is his yearly evaluation?
Yeah. Don't pay Rashford.
Andy finishes on 22 points.
Thank you, Andy.
Adam finishes on 12. And Dave Norton finishes on... six.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Tom. Thank you, Sam.
It's mainly thanks to Sam. My questions were terrible.
Tom, you need to present the trophy to Andy.
Yeah, I'll with honour.
After last year, you sure it's with honour?
Yeah, maybe not, but
cheers, buddy. Thank you very much.
Well done, guys. Well done.
Well done.
We'll probably put it back up there.
Fair enough.
Well, thanks, Tom. That was a lot of fun. I say thanks, Sam, for contributing from afar. That is our last official podcast of the 2025. We'll be back in the new year with at some point. Are you coming back, Adam? Did you enjoy it?
We'll see. It depends. If I watch the Colby game that week, I'll come and talk about it.
You are allowed a beer.
Do you know what the most listened to episode of our really short run last year was?
Was I in it?
Yeah.
No way. Was it the Colby one?
It was the dog poo one, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Was it eagle?
The what?
Was it an eagle?
No. Dog.
It was dog poo. Dog poo.
Yeah. Well, that was a suspicion at the time, wasn't it? That it was
an owl.
Bird poo.
An
owl? Yeah. But no, I think it was dog.
God, that was a drama, wasn't it?
That was a drama.
Yeah.
Of course, the match was off.
Was that really the last few episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, that should have been a question.
There was a big scrap at Station Fields as well. It was great.
Because of the poo.
Yeah. I think somebody, said some harsh words towards somebody else, and then it just
before the match started.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think all stemmed from the poo.
Just before we go, though, we've got to thank again McGinn's Painters and Decorators. Yeah. They're keeping us alive. They're funding these beers right now. We're drinking. Probably not. Actually, that's probably from me. But thank you very much for kind support over the year.
Thanks, guys, and please do. How did you follow podcasts? I don't know.
Like, subscribe, and share. That's
Yeah, we're obviously on all the podcast platforms and on YouTube, so you literally can't get away from us.
Before we go, though,
there's one thing.
And I know this will give the ghost away completely with Secret Santa.
Oh, wow! They've all got one! So what's you?
Hello, Tom.
Hang on, why am I
calling? You're not empty-handed because you can have the rest of that wrapping paper.
Thank you very much. So what are the what are your rating?
77.
Sorry, 69. Wow. I'm starting to question my rating.
I'm a 73.
You're centre mid?
Yeah.
Reflexes.
Box to box.
What's SPE?
Speed.
Yeah, that's right. Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, that's
that
very
is brilliant,
touchy.
Mate. Colby, what club are you?
Iceberg.
Oh, good.
Of course
he is. I was thinking,
what are you playing for?
I was thinking, with the Foxtel top bringing in, you could be playing for anyone.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is quality. Yeah, I'm a bit good on that one with me.
A bit generous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that could be you pacing around the office. So,
that's true.
Yeah. Dave Norton, you've given it away. I was thinking, who's got me that brilliant gift? See, yesterday I got given one of these, and I was 69 rated, so I'm questioning why Adam Morton's ahead of me in that. Shooting as well, I'm not sure.
69 means it's
you only. Am I behind you? I'm better defensively. I'll take that.
Yeah, because you were centre back. There you go.
And on that bombshell,
ta-ta for now.